My name is Priscilla Grosser, and this is CIS 120. My website is www.pgrosser.net. So if you would log in and go there, we can follow through the course. So you're going to www.pgrosser.net. And while I'm remembering, my email is p.grosser@rcn.com. Okay? That's the email that I use for classes. And so when you send me homework, that's the email you should send it to. You should have gotten an email from me that gives you this information at your BCC account. Would somebody nod their head that they got that, maybe? Yeah. It was sent out, I think, either Sunday or Monday. Did anybody get it? Okay. It was sent to the Bristol account. I'm just curious, did anybody get it?
I'm checking right
now. Okay, good.
I'm almost certain.
No, just check, because if not, I'll send it out again today. But it should have gone out Sunday or Monday. Yes?
I don't know my email.
I don't either. So unfortunately, you'll have to just look off.
How can I do about getting
it though? You can go into the help desk. There's a thing that I have in there, and if you go to the help desk, they can help you.
Okay.
Okay. No?
No, I don't have it, at least.
No, I didn't get it.
Interesting. All right. Well, I will send it out again. The main thing that it says is that my website is pgrosser.net and that this is my email. It also gives a backup email that I think is pgrosser@gmx.com, but I'm not positive about that. So I will send it out again. So the backup email, in case the world crashes, is there as well. I will send it out again, and hopefully this time it will get through. I don't quite know what happened. Okay. The other thing I should comment on right at the beginning is that I am recording this class, and I will record all classes, so you're being recorded. And I then post the recording online so that if you're not here, you can listen to the class, and you can also get smart board notes. So I am taking pictures of screens like I just did here, and those will also be posted. Okay? So the audio is separate from the screen, so you kind of have to listen to the audio and say, oh, it looks like we moved on to the next thing. And the reason I do that is, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you.
Nah, I'll leave. So the reason I do that is some people record them all together, but I've discovered that a lot of people just want the notes. They don't want the recording, and they don't want to have to listen to all of the recording to see the notes. So anyway, I do them separately. So the recording is there. The notes are there. You can obviously listen to the recording and look at the notes, but it takes a little getting used to figure out when to switch to the next slide in the smart boards. Okay, so you are taking CIS 120. It used to be called CIS 17. I put this here because some of the handouts say CIS 17, because I'm too lazy to change it. Okay, so Therefore, it is CIS 120, used to be CIS 17. Down at the bottom, I have information about previous semesters, and I have my schedule, which tells when my office hours are, so you can check out office hours under my schedule. So, if we go into CIS 120. So this is my website. I do not use the college's website. And the reason is I believe in open access. So there's no password to this or anything else. There's no security to it. You can just type www.pgrosser.net and you'll be there. So, and also I just have too much stuff out there. When they went on, when they started doing it at the college, it was going to be too much of a pain to move. So, that's the other reason I don't use the college's things. So, this is my website, and everything you need will be there. Now, under the notes and examples and programs, there's just loads and loads of stuff. I would suggest that you don't just randomly go through it. Then you go with what I suggest you do. Our first topic is going to be HTML. So I've listed the HTML things I would like you to look at. So this is the weekly schedule. And this is the weekly schedule of what I would like you to do. So I tell you, for example, I'd like you to read the first chapter in the book. In fact, I'm actually not going to do anything about that for at least a week, so you can read it next week, and that will be fine, too. Okay? I do not take down the week of week one. I add week two, and then I add week three, so at the end of the semester, all of the weeks are going to be there. Okay? So I don't take them down. So at the top here, I tell you what I would like you to do, and you should read it. And at the bottom, I put out the assignments that I want you to do. Okay, so these are the assignments, and at the top is the things that I would like you to look at this week. Assignment summary is over here, and assignment summary doesn't give you the details, but it does kind of give you, this is the two things I want you to do this week, as a survey and HTML page. And so the assignment summary is kind of a double check that you're getting all of it, okay? Because I put the detail in down here. Now the survey, you're supposed to take the survey and send me an email saying you took it. There's no grade on it or anything. I just want you to take it and we will come back to it. So send me an email saying you took it and I am going to take your word for it. The HTML page we will, and this is frequently true, we're going to be talking about HTML later today and we're going to be talking about it on Thursday. So, in fact, I probably wouldn't start the HTML page until Thursday unless you know HTML. You have a week to do things. So it is due next Thursday. Okay, so the assignment for the page is due next Thursday. Thursday, September 17th at midnight. Okay, so it's due next Thursday. I do take late assignments, not happily, but I do. Okay. So, that kind of leads me to looking at the syllabus. Go away. The grading. 80% of your grade is homework. 10% is being a responsible student. Getting things in at time, getting quality work in, all of that kind of thing. That's 10% of your grade. And 10% is the final. the final and all tests and quizzes are open notes, open book, and they're given online because this is a student option course. And student option means I'm the only one that's required to be here. You can come to all the classes. You can take everything online or you can mix and match. Come to some classes, take it online. Okay? So you can do either whatever works for you. Don't use that as an excuse not to do the work because 80% of your homework is the work. And I will tell you right now, a third to a half of you will not pass the course. And it's not because the course is hard. It's because I give a lot of homework because you need to practice this stuff in order to be able to do it. And if you don't do the homework, you're not going to pass the course. So, at least a third of you will not pass the course. So, just bear that in mind. Get scared, please. And do the homework, okay? Now, when you pass in homework, and I put a note to that effect up here, if you pass in homework with a lot of errors that tells me you didn't understand what the concepts were, I'm going to write notes to you and send it back and ask you to fix and resubmit. The goal here is for you to learn the stuff. If you pass in homework that proves that you don't learn it, then I want you to redo the homework to prove to me that you have learned it. Okay, so I will send it back to you and ask you to fix and resubmit, and then you can send it in. We also will be setting up labs that will be meeting probably at 2 o'clock on both Tuesday and Thursday, and probably one other time, but we haven't determined it yet. Carolyn is going to be the lab assistant, and she will be at the labs and there to help you. So we're providing special help tutoring for my classes, and Carolyn is the person that is going to do that. That probably won't start till next week. We got to get a room. We got to figure it all out. But it will start next week. Okay? And, in fact, she will be around on Thursday if you need help in the main lab. If we don't have a room yet, she can be in the main lab, which is in the middle of this building. There's a big computer lab, and she'll be in there. My office is K-112, and I will either be in a lab or in K-112 also at 2 o'clock. Okay. Let's see. Notes and handouts I will send you to. If you want to download DreamSpark, which we will be doing, we'll be downloading Access probably next week. There are the notes for how to work with DreamSpark. And I will put that on the list. So the list of things to do are up there. Examples, I told you this week we're going to start looking at HTML. The HTML examples are there. Programs are examples that are programs, and we will be getting, we'll be looking at JavaScript and Visual Basic, and so you can go there when it is time. Presentations are some PowerPoints on different topics. SmartBoard presentations are the SmartBoard notes that I take and post every day. And audio lectures are the audio that I take and post every day. And if you just click on them, you can hear them. And so here is the weekly schedule over here and the assignment summary. And that is about it. And I should have taken more than 15 minutes, so what did I forget? Don't know. Anyway, questions?
Yeah. The book for this course, can we get the ebook?
Sure. Yeah.
Do you need to download something special to unzip?
Pardon me?
Do you need to download something to be able to unzip? I see you have some zip files.
Yes, and you would have to download those and unzip them, yeah. And we'll get to those when we get there. The ones I'm going over this week don't have to be unzipped. But yes, we have, I think, zip is on ours. We have, can't say the name of it. Anyway, we have a zip thing on ours so that you can download and unzip them. But yes, you will have to download and unzip some things during the course of the semester. More questions? I will send you the note and I think the email tonight, and I think that will also fill in a few of the blanks here. So, then we will start looking at HTML. And I have listed the HTML here, and it's also over under examples. Okay, so how many of you know HTML? Okay, if you're sitting near somebody that knows HTML, they're your resource. They just volunteered to help. Okay, so we are going to look at HTML. HTML5, and we're only looking at vaguely HTML5. In other words, HTML5 can have a lot of other bells and whistles on it. But we're looking at HTML5, which is the latest version. And HTML is basically the language that is used to develop a web page. Okay? So HTML is what you write a web page in. And so we are going to do that. Your assignment is going to be, as down below, to basically develop a web page to introduce yourself. And I've got a lot of specifics in there that you'll have to look at when you look at the assignment. But basically, I want you to develop a web page to introduce yourself. It's due next Thursday, the 17th, so you've got plenty of time to do it. So we're going to click on HTML5 Intro. And actually, I think I'll take a picture before I do that. Okay, so there's my first page. Now, if you right-click and then click on View Page Source, if you are in Firefox. If you're in another one, it will say something having to do with Page Source if you're another browser. I use Firefox exclusively. So, if you want to be totally in sync with what I'm doing up here, open Firefox and follow along with me. If you want to use something else, that's fine. Just don't expect things to look the same as they look for me. I would suggest Chrome as opposed to Explorer. Explorer sometimes is going to be slight differences. But I would actually suggest Firefox. So if you right-click on the page, anywhere on the page, and then click on View Page Source, you find the code that was used to generate this page. And I'm going to increase the size. Okay? So there is the code that was used to generate this page. Notice the page is one whole line, okay? So we're not talking a complex page. The first page line should say X inside less than and greater than eggs, called eggs. It should say explanation dot type HTML. That tells the browser that you're using HTML5. If you put something else there, you can tell the browser you're using different versions of HTML. If you put nothing there, it reverts to whatever its default version of HTML is. Okay. So, it's a good idea to put that there. It's not a make or break thing. Now, HTML stands for Hypertext Markup Language. Back in the days prior to computers, they used to have markup language. If they were doing a newspaper or a magazine, they'd write in the columns the markup language as to how this was going to be set up on the presses. That's what we're doing here. We're using a markup language to tell the browser how to set up the page on the website, on the browser. The less than and greater than symbols enclose the tags. So I've got this doc type HTML in the less than and greater than. Then I come down here and I again put HTML. This is telling it that what is there is HTML. Now, HTML has two parts, a head and a body. Here's the head. And for now, the only thing I have in the head is a title. And you really can't see the title, but it's way up there. That's the title. The title goes into the top left corner. Now, when you use tags, I wrote title, and then I wrote introduction. And then over here, I have a close of the title. Notice the slash in front? That means I'm closing that tag. So title, open the tag, slash title, closed. So that's the end of the title. Notice down here, I have HTML, okay, so it doesn't want to write. There's the HTML up there, and there's the closed HTML. Here's the head, and here's the close of the head. Here's the body, and here's the close of the body. So most tags have both an open and a close. There are a few tags that do not have the open and close. And I will talk about those when we get to them. So the title is the only thing in the head, and then I am closing the head. Then I start the body. The body is what's actually appearing on the page. P stands for paragraph. So my one line, I am putting inside a paragraph. And a paragraph simply means skip a line after it's done. Okay, so a paragraph is like a book that has a blank line between paragraphs. That's what it does here. So it's like a blank line between paragraphs. You can't see that because I didn't write a second line, okay, or a second paragraph. So that's basic HTML to generate a very simple page that says this is an introduction to HTML. So the text that I want to appear on the page is between the P and the close P. Okay, and that tells me that it's a paragraph that's appearing on the page. Questions? Now, when I write HTML, I write it in Notepad. On Notepad++. Do not write it in Word. Because Word and other Microsoft products like Word add bells and whistles to the code. And you don't want that. You want what you write to be what it does. So basically, you're creating a text file with no additions to it, but then you're saving it as an HTML. So I went in the Notepad, and we're going to do this in a few minutes. I went in the Notepad, I wrote this page, I saved it with a .html extension. Okay, so I saved it with a .html extension. Then I went to my browser, and I can open it. Okay, so I save it in Notepad with a .html extension. And then I can go to my browser, find it wherever I saved it, and bring it up. The T T-drive, and I think they still have the T-drive that we're talking about at one point, but anyway, the T-drive is where you should save things if you do not have a flash drive. And basically, I would get a flash drive and bring it to class so that you can save things on your flash drive. Okay, it's a lot better than saving it here. The T drive is safe in the sense of if the computer sometime goes down while you're working, everything gets set back to the original except the T drive. So if you save things on the T drive, you can still access them. If you save them anyplace else, goodbye. Okay, so you need to save on the T drive, but preferably save on a flash drive. So I would bring everything, I'd get a flash drive, bring it, and save all the work that you're doing on the flash drive. Questions? Okay, we're going to look at the next one, which is a little bit more. So I'm looking at the next one, which is list. And again, I'm going to do a view page source, and I'm going to make it bigger so you can read it. Okay. Up through head is the same. I still have introduction as my title. Then I wrote a paragraph. And notice after the paragraph, or inside the paragraph, I have BR and BR. Those stand for a break. And those do not have a close. They're like hitting enter on your keyboard. It just moves down to the next line. So BR, BR is like hitting enter twice on your keyboard. It just moves down two lines. So I wrote the, this is an introduction to HTML, then I did a BR which moved down a line and a BR which moved down another line, and I finished off the paragraph. And it's one paragraph. Then I decided I wanted to do a list. And there are two kinds of lists. An OL is an ordered list. And a UL is an unordered list. And an ordered list has the numbers 1, 2, 3. And an unordered list has the little buttons on it. Okay, now, if you get into HTML, you can actually go, and there's lots of things you can do, including set up ABC instead of 1, 2, 3, and squares instead of dots. We're not going there. That we save for an HTML course. We've got an HTML week. So we're not going there, but feel free to explore and figure things out. Okay? So OL says this is an ordered list, and so up here you can see it goes 1, 2, 3. And UL says this is an unordered list, and up here it's got the dots. The items within LI is a list item. So it is an item within the list. So within the list, all of the things that I want to put there, I have in an open LI, close LI. Okay, so that makes me a list. Then I just wrote a line. This is an ordered list. Notice after the ordered list, it skipped a line, then I wrote automatically. The list automatically skips a line. Then I wrote, this is the ordered list, and I did a BR, and I did an unordered list. And I didn't say, this is an unordered list, but I didn't. Okay. questions. Okay, so what I'd like you to do now.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So both break and end paragraph tag give you a space after.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And the end of the list does too. And I believe that's true in all browsers. Every once in a while you find something that acts one way in one browser and not that way in another browser. But that's the way it's supposed to act. Yeah.
In your example, line, this is an ordered list, doesn't have a paragraph in the beginning. Whereas in your, this is an introduction to HTML, you have a paragraph.
Right. My choice.
So you don't have to put the paragraph?
No.
Put a VR?
No. At one point you did.
Okay.
HTML has changed over the years. XHTML, which was the version before HTML5, said everything has to be enclosed in a tag. Absolutely everything. And they got carried away to the extent of they decided that BR would have a closed BR and the whole business.
Can you put two BRs if you want to skip two lines?
You actually, yes, BR, two BRs, skip two lines. Then essentially, HTML5 simplified things again.
Oh.
And so there would be nothing wrong with putting a paragraph there, but you don't have to.
All right.
And there are companies that will say we still want everything in a tag. So probably that's the best way to write it.
It's the safest.
Yeah. Okay. So, what I want you to do now is to open up Notepad, go write a page that can be very similar to mine, save it with a .html, and then open it in a browser. So, if I take this, and I'm going to cheat and copy. So I'm going to open Notepad, and I'm saving it. Edit, paste. Okay? Then I'm going to do a file, save as, and I'm going to the T drive, and I am calling it first 2015.html. Okay? First, probably you should have fall, because the spring was first. Okay, first, so I made up a name for it. So I took and I copied and pasted. I'm actually asking you to write it. And then I did a file save as, and I'm saving it as first f2015.html, and I'm going to change the type to all files.
So we're copying the page.
Well, I'd like you to actually write one. But
yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'm now saving it. Once I have saved it, notice it's open. I go to my browser and I say file, open file. Open file. I go to the T and I look for something called first F2015, and there it is. So I went to file, open, and I opened it. Okay, so what I want you to do is try doing this. Carolyn will come around and help, as will I, if you have questions. The people that were brave enough to admit they knew HTML will also help you. Okay? So if you have questions, ask, and we'll come around and help. Yeah.
Yeah,
so I've got that. Yeah. I think this one is two. And then I think one for my own. Okay, then I will kind of take that.
Okay.
Yeah. So file save and save it with a dot HTML section.
Right,
I got
my
okay. So just say file save as. And find your flash drive, which I'm guessing is that. So click on that. And do what you want in your dot HTML. So you're going to change that. Make it what the goal for the A flash drive, the T drive.
This line plugs together. It doesn't matter.
So save it to the T drive.
So this isn't about the work we're doing just now. This looks in my email again. And I saw it on this CIS graphics thing.
Yeah. Otherwise, it'll just feel like a while instead of 10.
That's the paragraph is what the file is a little. Next week.
So if one you want to move, you credit that.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's quite the accuser to get used to.
Has everybody got something up? Yeah? If not, let us know. Carolyn will get bored if she doesn't put it out.
That one was joking.
Going, you need some help? Okay.
have it. That's going to be probably just take it.
We'll do that next week. Pardon me?
Do I get like a preview though? Like
a hospital. Oh, after you ask the list, I'd like for you to put up the same line.
Is there a way to put
it up? Look, just open it in the browser.
You
won't see it.
Because you have 100. Yeah, it has 100.
And so, you say that you're in Chrome. Bless you. Okay, so do a file save, and then I think with Chrome it's easier to just go in here. Where did you save it? On the key drive? So I would just go in here.
So go to the T drive?
And go to the T drive and click on it. Yep. And there it is. That's why Chrome isn't my favorite, is because...
Well, you can just open it with Firefox.
It's just easier to open things in Firefox.
Chrome uses so much resources.
Huh?
Chrome uses so much resources, too.
No, I'm not a big Chrome fan. Okay. We're going to look at the third one now, which is a link page. Actually... And then more links we will look at next time. Should put more links in there. Okay. One of those links works and one of them doesn't. And I will explain why. So, I started out, and this time my title says linking, and you can see what they are saying, linking. And then I said, here are some links, and I put in two BRs. Now, when I make a link, I say ahref equals. Okay, so that means this is a place I want to link to. Ahref equals. And then inside quotes, I put the name of the page that I want to link to. Okay? Now, there is no address here. I'm just saying link to another page. So the pages have to be in the same directory. So in other words, if I have them both on the T drive, or if I have my original page on the T drive, this page has to be on the T drive. Not in a folder. If the first one was in a folder, the second one has to be in the same folder. In other words, it has to be able to find it. So it has to be on the same drive, and it has to be in the same folder if you put it in a folder. If you, a little bit more, and we'll probably get to it Thursday, a little bit more information, you can put an entire address in there. And so you can link to an entire address or a partial address. But if you don't have an address, and on this one I don't have an address, that means I have to save the file in the same folder that this one is saved in. Okay? Here's my original page. It is saved in the HTML5 folder, in the HTML folder, in the CIS folder, and da-da-da-da-da-da. But I would have to put this in exactly the same location. Okay? For you, if you put it on your flash drive, you have to have them both on the flash drive. If you put it on the T drive, they have to both be in the T drive. Okay? So, the format that I use is I write ahreference equals, and then in quotes I have the page. And then notice the greater than sign that's closing that A. So it's A, and then inside the A tag, I have all this information. The reference and the name of the page. Then after I close it, I write the words that I want to appear up here. Since it's a link, by default, it makes it blue and underlines it. And again, if you get more into HTML, you can change it to any color you want and have it underline or not underline. But the default is it does blue and underline. So, all of this was in the original A. Then I wrote another page, then I have a close A tag, and then I have a BR to move down to the next line. And I did it again. A, H reference equals, I have another page, and I close that. So, then I put in a paragraph down below just to have something else. Now, when I go and do this, if I click on another page, it brings up another page. If I click on this, it brings up an error. Because, in fact, I didn't make that page. I only had one page. In other words, what I was trying to show you is that another page.html exists, and it's in the same folder, so it brought it up. New page.html either doesn't exist or isn't in the folder, so it doesn't bring it up. Okay? And so I get an error. So another page is in the folder and it brings it up. New page isn't. Now another page is actually a word processing page that I saved as .html, which you can do. And so that's that page. So what I want you to do now is make a second page, and if you want to, you can copy and paste something of mine. Just a sec. Make a second page, and then put in a link from one page to the other page. So make two pages, and have a link between the two. Yeah.
You mentioned that you could put, instead of having a separate page that you designed, you could put a link in, like, say, to a YouTube video.
Yeah. Oh, sure. But right now, I want you to write a second page and do it. But yes, you can do that.
So should I have another page or something?
Right. So I want you to now end up with two HTML pages. Okay? The first one can be very similar to the second one. I'm not trying to make this too difficult. So make two pages. And then I want you to link from one page to the second page. Okay, now the second page can just say hi, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, you can have a second page that just says hi, and then link to the hi page, or something like that. But I want you to try to write two pages and link from one page to the next. And again, if you have problems, I have questions, ask.
You will lock down, right? Because you don't know the password, or, huh? Pardon me? The second link.
So, check it out.
You don't have to do it, you just have to do one.
Now I gotta make a movie.
I'm sorry?
You just have to make one link. I've got two links up there. One that works on one that doesn't.
Okay. I'm interested in you making one that works.
Okay. So you're gonna have two pages, and one of your pages is gonna link to your other page. But if you want to, you can have your other page link back to your first page.
That's all I'm doing.
Does that page exist?
Yeah.
Okay. You made that page?
Yep.
So we need that plug now. That's all I'm asking you to do, is have another page that you've written. But it wouldn't be .com, it would be, you want to reach for page you've written. So the evaluation,
so you don't want a website?
No, I want you to reach for a second page that you write. So I want you to, you've already written one page, right? So I want that page.
What do you want in there?
What is the name of your other page, the page you wrote, the first page that you wrote? So when you don't have any, put that in.
Want to go to the page?
Well, you can go look it up, you can go look it up.
Oh. Okay, good.
HTML on any computer, so just play with them between now and Thursday so that you understand when I move on Thursday. Okay, there's one with more links in it, and I'm going to save that for Thursday, so I didn't put it in this list. I want to now move on to the fourth one. Okay, which means, folks, it's my turn. Okay, the fourth one. Kim, I'm going to let her come back and help you after the point of attention first. And then she'll come back and help you. Okay. What we're adding now is CSS, which is cascading style sheets. I also should have mentioned, speaking of CSS, that this course has CSS embedded in it, the course CSS embedded in it. So if you're taking this course, you do not have to take the standalone CSS course, CSS 101 or something, student learning or something. Would somebody look like they understood what I'm talking about? There was a CSS course that everybody is required to take, and it's embedded in this course, so you don't have to take it. Okay? So, anyway, but now we're talking about CSS, cascading style sheets, which is how we get things to be red and green and all that. So what I did is, in the head, I wrote the word style. And then I wrote type equals text CSS. That simply tells the browser that I am now going to be writing in CSS for a little while, as opposed to HTML. Actually, most browsers, if they just see the word style, will be happy. You don't have to write all of that, but it's best to write it. So now I said, okay, inside the style, body. Body is one of my tags, right? And I said, body. And body, I want to be red. The color of the text to be red.
So anything that has tag body is going to be red.
Anything within the tag body is going to be red, except that I'm going to change it to green in a minute. But to start out with, it's going to be red. So I said body, and that's the name of the tag. And then I've got curly braces here, and inside the curly braces, I wrote the keyword color, which means the thing I want to work with is the color of everything in the body. And I'm setting the color to red. So I'm saying everything in the body should be red. Well, you can see that some of it's green, but stay tuned, I'm doing another thing, just making them green. So everything in the body right now should be red. And if that's all I had in the style, all of the text in the body would be red. Then I said, paragraphs, I want to be text-aligned center. So So I want these are set up as paragraphs, and I want a paragraph to be centered. So it is making the paragraph centered. And I also said I want the font size of paragraphs to be 2 em, which means twice the size. So whatever the size is, 2 em will be twice the size. So I'm saying make paragraphs centered and twice the size. And then I went on and I said, okay, anything that has an LI tag, I want to be green. So for a split second, those were red. And then it read, LIs are supposed to be green. So it changed those to green. So this, and then I closed the style. And then I closed the head. So this allows me to jazz up my page and bring some color to the page. And again, I do that by setting up style. And picking a tag and saying, body, make the color red. Paragraphs, I want it to be centered and 2 em. LIs, I want them to be green. And I write that and tell them that that's how I want them to look. So, the last thing we're going to do, and then we're done, is I would like you to add a little color or centering or something to one of your pages. And put some style in one of your pages. Yeah.
Do I have to get that space before the bracket?
I don't buy that space, but I think it's
there. Is there like a specific
number of pages? Yeah. And in fact, you can put it all over the sign. And in fact, you can write it all in one line. It can be body, curly wrist, color red, close curly wrist. It's not particular or all where that's looking. I space it out like this, but you could actually write body, curly brace, color, colon, red, semicolon, close curly brace. I could write that all in one line and it would work just fine. So just following this model, add a little color to your page. And you can pick anything. You can change the color of a body, of a paragraph, of a list item. Just change the color of something. And if you want to play with making it centered, go ahead and play with that. I never remember what comments are, but yes, it is possible. I think comments is a slash. Do a search and find out. If you want a reference for this, W3 Schools is a very good reference.
So this body is clearly what's in your, inside your body. This body is just clear, like how you want it to look.
W3schools.com is an excellent reference. Okay, so if you have questions and things, I think you'll find that that's a good place to go.
She has a lot of